Testing 1, 2, 3, testing. Thomas E. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological follow-up reevaluation report on patient Alba, A-L-B-A, June, J-U-N-E, Carey, C-A-R-E-Y. Address is 1997 Borman, B-U-R-M-O-N, Way, Chico, California, 95926. Her phone is 530-399-0494. ID is 429-19-4638, license number N922-7447. Email is 4638junecarey@gmail.com. This is addressed to Jessica Wicks, W-I-X. Jessica Wicks, NP, Paradise Medical Group. The consulting physician is Dr. McDermott. Current medications, prednisone, at least vertically, prednisone, mirtazapine, potassium, synthroid, gabapentin, current indication, reevaluation, PET imaging, recent electroencephalogram, the date of this report is January 28, 2026. Dear Jessica Wicks and professional colleagues, Alba June Carey was seen today for neurological reevaluation with the following findings. This is vertically. Amyloid PET CT imaging of the brain was accomplished. with clinical symptoms of major depressive disorder. Symptoms of cognitive impairment of uncertain etiology. The amyloid PET CT imaging study was completed. On October 22, 2025, at the Dignity Health Advanced Imaging Center. On 2020 Court Street, in Redding, California, parenthesis phone is 530-243-1236. Subparagraph. Brain findings, there was relative mild bilateral decreased metabolism noted in the temporal lobes compared to the occipital lobes. There were no frontal masses, midline shifts. Hydrocephalus or hemorrhage. No extra axial fluid collections or focal lesions were noted in the posterior fossa or the orbits. The paranasal sinuses and the mastoid air cells were clear. There was no focal, scalp, or skull lesions identified. Subparagraph impression. There was a mild bilateral decreased metabolism present in the temporal lobes compared to the occipital lobes. No focal lesions were identified. The differential diagnosis included very early Alzheimer's disease or frontotemporal dementia. Versus epilepsy. New paragraph. Additional findings. CT guided renal biopsy completed at Enloe Health Center. of the right kidney. Subparagraph, a patient signed informed consent. Moderate conscious sedation was performed with continuous respiratory and cardiac monitoring. Total sedation was 20 minutes. An appropriate site was selected on the right kidney. The examination area was draped and prepped using standard sterile technique. 1% lidocaine was used throughout the procedure. For superficial and deep local anesthesia. Under intermittent CT guidance, 15 gauge coaxial introducer needle was advanced into the right renal parenchyma. Under intermittent CT guidance, a 15 gauge coaxial introducer needle was advanced into the right renal parenchyma. A total of 3x16 gauge core needle biopsies were obtained. All instruments were removed at the end of the procedure. Hemostasis was achieved with direct manual compression. A sterile dressing was placed. She tolerated the procedure well. There were no immediate direct manual at the end of procedure, all instruments were removed. Hemostasis was achieved with direct manual compression. Sterile dressing was placed. The patient tolerated the procedure well. There were no immediate complications. New paragraph. This procedure was completed for chronic kidney disease stage G3 small a / capital AT, moderately decreased glomerular filtration rate between 45-59MI. The diagnosis was lupus nephritis. Chronic glomerular hydronephrosis, chronic kidney disease, stage G3 small a / capital A small s, moderately decreased glomerular filtration rate, and albuminuria. Primary care physician, Brandon Stark, D.O. Ordering provider, Muhammad Bashir, B-A-S-H-I-R-M-D. New paragraph. EEG evaluation. Dash accomplished August 31st, 2025. The paragraph, the EEG was performed awake and asleep at the Enloe Medical Center, main campus. EEG was ordered by John Hardy, H-A-R-D-Y, on August 29th, 2025, accomplished at 10:13 in the morning. It was authorized by Francis McDermott, Jr., M.D. The study was an awake and asleep study interpreted by Dr. Narvim Varma, capital Varma, MD, and was performed on August 31, 2025. At 8:30 A.M. Current active medicines, Prozac and gabapentin. Clinical findings, dash interpretation. The EEG demonstrated a posterior dominant symmetric synchronous reactive medium amplitude 11 to 12 hertz activity. Stages 1 and stages 2 of sleep were seen with appropriate electrophysiologic features. Subparagraph. Occasional medium amplitude bilateral independent temporal theta and delta activity was seen throughout the reading. This was seen more frequently over the left and the right. That is, over the left rather than the right, and was at times in trains of up to 2 seconds. Overventilation was not performed during the procedure. Intermittent photic stimulation evoked asymmetric driving responses. No intermittent epileptiform activity was seen. No electrographic seizures were identified. A repeat EEG to increase sampling or with greater sleep deprivation was suggested to be useful if clinically indicated. Paragraph. A comprehensive pulse oximetry study report was completed on December 23rd. December 3rd. At 9/07/2024, the study demonstrated fourteen desaturation events of less than 3 minutes duration. With a mean high saturation of 97% and a low saturation of 33.5. Subparagraph, the study was done for evaluation of multiple nocturnal arousals with sleep impairment. Current medications included Synthroid, Prozac, Tagamet, Ibuprofen, DHEA 7 milligrams, history of advanced reaction to anesthetics, antibiotics, and antihistamines. She had a past medical history of asthma and breathing problems, ulcers, hiatal hernia, reactive arthritis, and esophageal reflux. Recent symptoms included extreme dizziness, nausea, vomiting, and shaking of uncertain etiology. She had recent symptoms of arousals with heartburn and belching, excessive sleepiness and tiredness during the day, arousals with a dry mouth, bruxism, palpitations, irregular heartburn, sudden gasping for breath, she reported frequent recent symptoms of morning joint pain, bothersome nocturnal pain, she denied sudden falling asleep, or sleeping when operating a vehicle. Technical description. Her sleep efficiency was moderately reduced at 75% due to initial symptoms of up to an hour and a half, followed by multiple nocturnal arousals, from stage one sleep to wakefulness, latency to sleep onset was 30 minutes. Consolidated sleep was not seen for an estimated 75 or 80 minutes. REM latency was normal at 169 minutes. She spent 82% of her sleep period in the supine position, 17% on the right. She spent 65 minutes, she developed 69 arousal events during sleep with an index of 13 events per hour, associated with snoring. Associated with respiratory disturbances, limb movements, and spontaneous arousals. She had a total of 9 scored arousals to wakefulness. Average apneas and hypopneas varied from 16 to 21 seconds. Her average overall apnea hypopenia index was 2.2 events per hour, jumping to 14 events per hour during REM sleep, and 36 events per hour in supine sleep. 101 lib movements were scored in the record, a mixture of both isolated and periodic limb movements. The average limb movement arousal index, however, was less than 1 event per hour. Review of the sleep hypnogram showed an initial period of insomnia lasting more than 1 hour, followed by brief consolidated sleep associated with multiple and recurrent sleep movements and snoring associated arousals from stage 2 to stage 1 and to wakefulness. Until about 2.5 hours into the recording, when she achieved slow wave sleep, which is relatively brief. She demonstrated an arousal from slow wave sleep associated with snoring and a burst of periodic limb movements, and continued to demonstrate arousals to wakefulness throughout the next 2/3 of a sleep period, all associated with these disturbances. Switching to the right side of the body, position produced a reduction in arousals to wakefulness and increased the proportion of restorative slow wave sleep and REM sleep in the record. Snoring and respiratory events were noted with oxygen desaturation to as low as 91%. She reported that her sleep during this study was better than usual. Her morning after questionnaire indicated that she did not feel that the amount of sleep she had was adequate. She reported that she felt tired and sleepy. She experienced headaches upon awakening. But had less hot flashes. Laboratory findings. The narcolepsy genetic panel was positive for both markers HLA-DR-15 and HLA-DQ-0602. Her sleep architecture during the study showed moderate increase in stage one sleep, normal amounts of total slow wave sleep, and a moderate reduction of REM sleep at 6%. The paragraph. Diagnostic impression. Abnormal polysomnogram showing moderate sleep fragmentation with multiple arousals to wakefulness, all associated with snoring and mixed limb movements. Subparagraph, right-sided sleeping tended to alleviate a number of these symptoms. It did not completely abolish snoring, arousals, and bursts of periodic limb movements that were still associated with arousals to wakefulness. Review of her apnea-hypnographic index strongly suggests that she had positional and REM-related obstructive sleep apnea. The laboratory diagnostic testing indicates risk for the clinical manifestations of narcolepsy, which may include persistent daytime somnolence and fatigue, with sudden sleeping, periods of weakness and fatigue, that can be brief or sustained. Recommendations. Therapeutic treatment for periodic limb movements and limb movement disorder of sleep, followed by pulse oximetry, indicated prior to CPAP titration polysomnography. Adjustment of the therapeutic treatment regimen for treatment of daytime somnolence and fatigue may be beneficial with the genetic markers identified for the risk factors of narcolepsy. paragraph. Laboratory findings. In parenthesis, January 22nd, 2026. Laboratory testing for dementia evaluation showed abnormal findings. Including a A-beta 42/40 and PTAU217 plasma evaluation. With a Quest, all caps AD, direct, all caps APOE, plasma value of E3/E4. A dementia secondary causes panel was positive for a reduced